Today I'm going to be speaking about the war of the mind. Isaiah 26:3 tells us that God will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God because he trusts in him. Philippians 2:5 tells us, "Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus." Romans 12:2 tells us, "To be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So I ask you today, what is your mind stayed on? What do you think about? What are the thoughts that you have that draw you closer to God or draw you further away from God? In the book of Numbers, chapter 11:5, the children of Israel had been freed from slavery. They had been saved out of bondage by God himself with many mighty miracles. He led them forth out of bondage. But what were they thinking about? Here was a redeemed people on their way to the promised land. What were their thoughts, their ambitions? Their ambitions and their appetites were fed by the memory of that which God had redeemed them from. In Numbers 11:4, they said, "We remember the fish of Egypt, which we did eat freely, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeches, and the onions, and the garlic." These people of God, who had been delivered from bondage, was now enslaved by the memory of that which God had redeemed them. Their whole thought life was dominated by a defeated enemy whom God had buried in the Red Sea. The fish, the cucumbers, the melons and the leeches and the onions and the garlics were the things that occupied their minds in the wilderness. What is it that preoccupies your mind and your imagination as a redeemed child of God? With what does your mind busy itself with? What are your ambitions? What are your appetites? Where do you go? What company do you keep? And what do you do in the mind? Have you been weaned from the things of Egypt? It was with these things that occupied their minds. With what do you occupy your minds? What is it that captures the imagination of your heart since you have been redeemed? Sin is conceived in the mind. First, there comes the suggestion, the satanic suggestion. And that suggestion becomes a desire. And if it is allowed to conceive and mature and be brought to birth within the mind, the desire will become an intent that you have already sinned. Whether the circumstances allow you to implement your intent or not, that is why Jesus Christ said, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." When suggestions become desires, desires become intent. And the intent becomes an act, and the act becomes a memory, and that memory is hung like a picture in the picture gallery of your mind. When later in your thoughts you wander through the picture gallery, you see the memory on the wall, and this memory itself becomes a suggestion, and this suggestion becomes desire, and this desire becomes intent. And if this intent becomes an act, you will then have hanging on the wall another memory. And the process can begin all over again with double force. Do you see the principle? That is why every time you commit sin, it makes it easier to commit another sin. Every sinful memory stimulates sinful desires, encourage sinful intent, and another sinful act, which will become yet another sinful memory until your mind is polluted. All hell, yeah. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.